Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 25th, 2021, and this is episode number 138 of the Context and Clarity Podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason that I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we're exploring how architects and architecture can be more accessible to more people. We talked about how architects can engage with people who might not think or even know, for that matter, to turn first to an architect. Then yesterday, we talked about what it takes to build a business on small projects. That's the true reality of the idea of serving clients outside of the so-called 1% or outside of the 80 to 90% top income bracket. Small projects without room in the budget for your fees. Like I said, I believe that if that's the goal, to be more accessible to people and engage in more areas and more projects, you need to think differently about how you're serving those clients. And I think it requires a different business model. The traditional practice model is designed to serve clients with larger projects and the ability to pay fees based on those projects. I don't think it scales down to small projects, but I'm interested to know what you think. If you missed yesterday's episode or our conversation on either the Clubhouse app or in our live stream, or if you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 137. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a community and a supportive community of architects just like you. It's a wonderful thing. And if this sounds intriguing, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to these live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to keep exploring our idea of serving a wider range of clients and projects. One popular topic in the entree architect community and across the profession is building science. I know it's a gross generalization, but so are the terms. But I'm going to lump sustainability and quote-unquote green in with building science for now. These are really important aspects of design and construction, and living for that matter. They're also often poorly defined, hard to explain, and beyond the knowledge of most homeowners. And apologies to you if you aren't a residential architect, because today I'm framing this discussion around homeowners specifically. But maybe you can extend the conversation to your client type. So my question today is, how do we get homeowners interested in building science? Ultimately, I think we want them to care about building science, but first we need them to be interested in it. The idea of this is the way we've always done it is powerful. Human beings will resist change unless the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. So, this is the way we've always done it, and I don't want to do it in any other way. I don't want to build my home in some newfangled way. But when we're talking about building science, what do most homeowners actually know or understand? I'm not arguing against trying to get them interested in building science, but I do want to start by asking if we're suffering from the curse of knowledge. The curse of knowledge is when our education and experience and expertise blinds us to the fact that not everyone knows what we know. We take it all for granted and assume that everyone else knows what we know. So somehow I think getting homeowners interested in building science has to start with education, but not education about the technical aspects of building science. You went to architecture school. You studied the building science. Most homeowners don't know the difference between closed cell or open cell insulation or how flashing works. I don't think our goal is to teach homeowners about the technical aspects of building science. I think it has to be to teach homeowners about the benefits of building science. And it has to be in real, tangible terms. Does that mean dollars and ROI? Maybe. But whatever it means, it has to be more than aspirational statements like your home will be easier to maintain or cost less to operate. Or you'll breathe easier with better indoor air quality. I think if you can present something revolutionary about the way that they're going to live their life, homeowners will be interested in building science. Because at this point, talking about designing and building a home differently than the way it's always been done, as far as they know, is pretty revolutionary. That's my take, but what's yours? What do you think it will take to get homeowners interested in building science? Share with us this morning at 9 a.m. in our coffee talk on the Clubhouse app, or this afternoon in today's Context and Clarity conversation at 4 p.m. Eastern in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.